Advisor Practice Leader here at Upper Edge. Let me start off with just wishing you and your family well. Hopefully everyone is safe, and especially wanted to extend my appreciation for the first responders. Many of us have family members that are on the front lines as nurses and policemen and policewomen, and I wanted to extend my appreciation to those that are dealing with the crisis on the front lines. One of the things I wanted to just have a little bit of time talking about today was just the topic of cost reduction and or cost optimization. And there are many organizations, both from a vendor community standpoint as well as buyers, that are under tremendous strain. One of the natural reactions is to go out into a cost reduction mode, which is fully understandable. And I wanted to take today just to share some of my experiences. Having been responsible for IT finance and IT procurement at CVS Health, particularly around the time of the financial crisis, and some of the lessons learned that my team had and that I had as a result of not only the cost reduction initiatives that we put in place then, but also the ongoing learnings that we started to employ as a result of the lessons learned from our activities and initiatives during that time. And one of the things I want to talk about specifically today was understanding the internal work that has to be done before approaching the vendor community. And I think many organizations are hard-pressed in a short period of time to engage with the partner community in such a way that it becomes a bit of a fire drill, understandably so, but there's irreparable harm that can be caused both with internal stakeholder relationships as well as with your vendor partners as a result of moving, frankly, too quickly and without a well-thought-out plan. And one of the major learnings that I personally took from my experiences, not only at my time at CVS, but also cost optimization advisory work here at Upper Edge, is really understanding the constituency of internal stakeholders, their priorities, and the lens in which they are looking through, because there's many needs that exist across. So I'm going to kind of run through each of those stakeholders, my perspective on their priorities, and then also, you know, how to navigate through each of them. And I'll do so in as succinct a manner as I can. But I think it's really important to think about the organizational navigation requirements that exist in order to stand up a cost optimization program. And it starts with the CEO. The CEO's priorities are demonstrating resiliency of the company to its stockholders, its employees, its customers, and partners. Identifying particular strategic shifts, either in a short term or a long term, that there is a viable plan to deal with any particular crisis. And the other things that I've seen from CEOs is that they're going to double down on their line of business leaders to come up with creative and well-balanced solutions to meet the need that presently exists. The byproduct of that request is those leaders are going to find out in a time of crisis or challenge who truly is going to be able to step up and meet the need of the day. So I think the CEO is setting an overarching objective. And that CFO is certainly going to, is going to rely very heavily on the CFO to provide the financial guidance, a sense of predictability, a sense of stability to him or her by virtue of resetting revenue and EBITDA targets, resetting the capital allocation strategy as it relates to stock purchases or dividends, and most importantly, projects, which I'll talk more about these internal projects that will naturally be under a very high level of scrutiny. The other aspect of what the CFO is going to do is certainly leverage his or her credibility with the Wall Street analysts, that they've got a well-thought-out plan, they've got a strategy and approach, and the information that's being conveyed and the strategy that's being conveyed is highly credible as the CEO brings the CFO even closer to him or her at this point in time. And the final thing that I'll say, again, in my experience, is the CFO is going to be communicating out revised revenue or cost reduction targets to the business. And each line of business leader, in my experience, is going to get a set of challenges that need to be met. And those are going to be pretty aggressive challenges that are communicated down. moving on to those line of business executives, they're going to be challenged with the continuing need of meeting the day-to-day demands of their customers. They're going to be challenged with creating alternative business and execution plans and strategies. And they're going to be required to fight, quite frankly, for those existing projects that are the foundation from which they're driving new revenue or operating improvements that would help them meet cost reduction objectives. And there's going to be a balance with desire to drive to cut projects with maintaining continuity of operations and addressing revenue and operating improvement needs. You know, ultimately, those line of business executives are going to be challenged with presenting credible, holistic, and fully integrated strategies, both maybe in the short and the longer term, to the CEO and his or her colleagues and counterparts. Underpinning that is going to be the challenge of the CIO. So the CIO is going to, you know, having to support all of those line of business executives with setting up those expectations in partnership with managing the expectations of the CEO and the CFO. The CIO is going to have his or her own problems with respect to meeting those cost reduction objectives while maintaining current operations within organizational continuity, also maintaining their security and compliance posture, and frankly, motivating his or her direct reports to meet those cost reduction directives, which are difficult, especially for organizations in the IT space that have kind of historically done the right thing. You know, in my experience, you always got to be prepared to give, but there are many folks that are doing the right thing through the annual planning process and signing up for aggressive cost reduction targets, being operationally efficient, doing more with less. And in situations like this, it's really difficult for those folks that have done the right thing over time to meet the additional cost reduction objectives. And that can be certainly demotivating in a big way. No excuses, but that's been my experience. The folks that give early have a tendency to give more. And then the other thing that the CIO is going to be really pressured to do is to leverage those executive level vendor relationships. So moving on to kind of the priorities of the CIO's direct reports, they're going to be under tremendous pressure to replan and to ramp down in-flight initiatives or support line of business executives with holding on to existing initiatives and justifying the need for those initiatives. They're certainly going to be assigned very specific cost reduction targets, both from a capital and from an operating expense standpoint. And they're going to need to come up with those plans to meet those objectives while maintaining operations. And the other thing that's really critical too is that, you know, given the circumstances that we're dealing with, it's going to be, there's certain deficiencies that are naturally being identified. And while those direct reports of the CIO are leaning on vendors to kind of come across and meet the cost reduction objectives that might be there, in the same time, they're going to be asking those same folks to fill operational gaps or issues that need to be remedied as a result of the crisis that we're dealing with now. And that's a significant balancing act for these executives to undertake as they're managing relationships with the vendors. And the other thing that the direct reports of the CIO are going to have to do is maintain real close alignment with IT finance and IT procurement. And the reality of this is that without the close alignment, expectations can be really misaligned. And through the chief procurement officer, through the CFO, or through the CIO. So it's really, really critical that the CIO's direct reports, with obviously the support of IT finance and IT procurement, stay aligned, which kind of brings me to the role of IT finance. You know, certainly accurate reforecasting of capital budgets or capital expense is going to be required, highly accurate forecasting of the operating expense. And the thing that I'll say in here that needs to be done is tracking of those expense reduction targets by leader and reporting out to the CFO is critical. But making sure that the set of numbers that it's coming from procurement and the set of numbers that are coming through finance and the set of numbers that are coming in through the CIO's office are the same. That's a says easy, does hard sort of thing in a fast-paced environment. The other thing that I would say is, and I had to deal with this, is re-educating the business on capitalization. The reality of it is, and not to get into too much of the weeds of this, you're not getting a dollar for dollar reduction on project cuts. As a matter of fact, as us IT finance folks know, you could be cutting projects and having a negative impact to the P&L. And without getting into the specifics of the capitalization rules, there's a lot of tension that starts to come out as a result of the accounting aspects of these cost reduction initiatives, and they need to be understood. The final thing from an IT finance point of view is the IT finance leader has to be able to come in with a high degree of credibility in partnership with the CIO into the CEO's meetings to present a credible plan as to how they're going to meet their expense reduction target. And the reality of it is that if you don't come in to meet your target, all you're doing is passing gap that you have against your target to other leaders within the organization, and they're dealing with their own problems. And you know, this is where it can be politically suicidal not to come in with a viable plan or just to complain about your target and not to be able to lay things out in a well thought out manner. So the IT finance team has a lot of pressure on them to do that, which brings me to the last side of the equation here, which is the IT procurement team. Certainly, they should be working very aggressively on their category management plans. What vendors present the highest degree of potential partnership opportunity, spend reduction, renewals, any levers or any contractual mechanisms that are coming up, and then presenting cost reduction opportunities to the direct report of the CIO first. And again, back to my point around alignment, there's a lot of potential for internal relationship damage to be done here without that alignment being established. And then certainly supporting IT finance once deals are recast around the progress and impact of those cost reduction initiatives. And I would say overall, the biggest challenge is, especially for organizations that may not have built up the credibility with their stakeholders, is the IT procurement team being able to navigate the corporate environment and then be able to, in partnership with key stakeholders, navigate the vendor community. My feeling is that there's a lot of work to be done internally well in advance of approaching your vendors. And my caution would be not to rush to those vendors without having alignment, because I can assure you that the vendor community is, you know, well positioned to be able to weaken your position through white space that might exist between all of the different internal stakeholders. They're experts at navigating that white space and those gaps. And if you don't close them in advance, then that's going to be problematic for you in terms of achieving your objectives, as well as maintaining good internal and external relationships. In a subsequent podcast and blog, I'll be talking about what we think are effective strategies on the execution side. But hopefully this gave you a good foundation from which to think about standing up the soft side of your strategy before you commence the execution. I wish everyone well and have a great day.